Somali government troops have moved into the capital of Mogadishu unopposed today. The event occurred just hours after an Islamic movement that tried to establish a government based on the Quran abandoned the capital. The prime minister says that the government is meeting with clan leaders to discuss the handover of the city. Father Giulio Albanese, an expert in the region, said the next step is for the two parties to restart negotiations before any more bloodshed occurs.
It is extremely important that in a way or in the other, both parts, the Islamic courts on one side and the government of Baidoa on the other, might sit down and start again the so-called negotiation.
I think we are still in time to stop this war, but an important role must be played by the United Nations.
Mogadishu should not be conquered by the Ethiopians. I'm pretty sure that these people will stop not far from the capital, the historical capital of Somalia, and that they will start making a sort of pressure so that to convince the courts to start a negotiation with the government of Baidoa, the support of the international community. It is extremely important because if the Western countries are not careful, the real danger is that Somalia might become a sort of new Iraq. And this is a fear that is present in the so-called diplomatic circles.